As promised, we are joined right now by the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. He is in his 12th season as Mavericks head coach. NBA champion as both a player and a coach. NBA Coach of the Year in 2002. Third among active coaches in wins. Dallas is second in the Southwest Division. And they're at New York on Thursday night. Rick Carlisle is my guest. Rick, it is good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, I'm well. Great to be back in the jungle. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time, so it's good to have you back. Rick, let me start off here. You're coming off a tough loss to Boston last night where Kristaps Porzingis had a rough game. Is it something you and he spend any time thinking about and talking about after the game, or do you just kind of flush that and just keep moving?
Well, communication is one of the big parts of coaching and being a player. You know, I told him and I told the team after the game that the loss we needed to flush, he needed to flush that particular game with respect to what happened with him. But then when we got into the hotel last night in New York, you know, I did speak with him a bit about, you know, where we are and some things that we can tweak to help everybody's situation. So, you know, there's a fine line when you talk about flushing things. But he's had some great games. He had a 32-point game against Portland, and he had a 28-point game against New York a couple games ago. And then last night was just was a tough night. And, you know, he and Luka Doncic are going to get a lot of attention by the other team, and they're going to try to make it as hard as possible on those guys.
Rick Carlisle is joining us. All right, Rick, so in terms of where you're at right now, when you've got the retirement of a legend like Dirk, and then you get a huge piece like Kristaps back on the floor, it's going to change the identity of the team. That goes without saying. 10 games in, do you have a good sense of the identity of this team, or is it still something that everybody's trying to figure out?
Well, we've talked about it quite a bit. And, you know, as you go along, you kind of form your identity, but I do think it's important from a coaching standpoint to communicate to the team, you know, what we're about and what we need to be about. you know, in my mind, and I think the players would agree with this, you know, we're an elite offensive team. So being a team that can score has got to be part of our identity. Our scoring has got to energize us to be persistent and aggressive defensively, and we're smart and we're tough-minded. And so I think those are the pillars of who we are and who we need to be. We're not a big, huge, bruising physical team like a couple of teams that we've played, but our skill and our persistence have to be our calling card.
We're talking to Rick Carlisle. We're talking Mavericks basketball. Rick, you mentioned Luka. He had another huge game last night, 34 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds. I mean, there's so many different aspects to his game that we could talk about. His footwork, his balance, his passing, that floater he's added. I can go on. It almost feels like hyperbole, but has the league ever seen anybody like him before?
Oh, wow. You know, Jim, he's so special. And I don't think there's been a guy quite like him at this stage of his young career. You know, LeBron James was equally great, I think, but his style of play was a little bit different. I think when he first came in the league, he was playing a little more off the ball and stuff. You know, we feel Luka is a full-fledged point guard, and he has just such amazing vision, awareness, dexterity, skill, as you mentioned, you know, balance. The thing about him that's very deceptive is his size, power, speed, and strength. And he's just a very rare combination for a 20-year-old kid / young man. Of those abilities, and he's, you know, his skill level is really through the roof. So he's just one of the most compelling guys in our league to watch right now. And I mean, I wouldn't trade him for anybody, and I'd pay to watch him play.
We're talking Rick Carlisle. Rick, I mean, I can do an entire interview. I can do an entire hour and just ask you questions about him. One more thing, though. I mean, you've been around some really special players as a teammate and as head coach, guys like Larry Bird, Reggie Miller, Jason Kidd, Dirk. They all had really different games, but is there anything that they all had in common, and does Luka have some of that?
Yes, and really, you know, I guess this is more of a parallel or a comparison with, you know, with Jason Kidd and Larry Bird. You know, those guys had the rare ability to see things that were going to happen before they happened. They could anticipate. They had a real pulse for their teammates who needed a shot. You know, who was hot and finding a way to get that guy in a position to get another shot to try to ride him a little bit. And so, Luka's just, you know, for a guy this age to have this kind of overall awareness, not just the awareness, but the ability to execute, you know, is just pretty amazing.
We're talking to Rick Carlisle. All right, Rick, back to Porzingis for 1 minute, because he is coming back from a knee injury. On top of that, as you've pointed out, he's playing in a system, and it's a different system than what he's accustomed to. It's more open. It's free-flowing. So it's a process that's playing out for itself. The next step in that process, Rick, is him going to Madison Square Garden and you guys taking on the Knicks. In your mind, is it just another opponent and just another building? Or when you consider that he was dealt and now he's coming back, is it impossible to believe that this one won't feel a little bit different to him?
Well, these things are emotional, Jim. You know that. There's just no way to get around that. We're in New York today. We played last night. We have an off day today. We have a practice day tomorrow. We've got to focus on the things that we've got to work on as a team to get better. You know, New York beat us 4 days ago in a game where they took the game to us. They had a great shot-making game, and they were physical and killed us on the boards. I mean, we've got to get better in those areas. They're a team that's going through their own set of challenges. And look, the whole thing shapes up as a very compelling game and a very compelling situation, but we got to make it about team, and we got to make it about basketball, and we got to make it about what we have to do to compete our best together, and try to limit some of the other distractions that will inevitably come with this game.
We're talking to Rick Carlisle. You know, Rick, when you look at that offense, your former assistant Dwayne Casey had said that one of the challenges when guys first started getting into it was finding guys who were smart enough and intuitive enough to understand and read defenses and then good enough to make the defense pay. So when you look at that offense, I'm curious, how much of that style has roots in coming up in upstate New York and playing pickup ball with people who just understand the game, so you're not slowing it down to call plays but are more intuitive with it?
You mean playing with other guys like me that didn't have any ability?
That's not what I'm saying, Rick. I'm saying guys who are like really smart like you.
Well, I think the reality of today's game, Jim, it's not a play-calling game. It's a play-making game. And one of the things that, you know, we have a really important responsibility to do in NBA coaching is to teach our players and to nurture them to evolve so that they understand how to flow with the game and how to get in positions to either make plays or help plays be made. And so, you know, look, it's very easy to get into a thing where you're, you know, we're all trying to, you know, analyze KP situations so much that we get into a crazy overanalyzation. He's shown that he plays well with our guys. There's some nights where teams are going to target him and take him out and make it really difficult, like last night in Boston. And when that happens, you got to circle the wagons, and regroup and get ready to go back to battle again. And that's what we're doing right now.
You know, one thought, Rick, also, in terms of guys making plays, you've talked about the need to randomize the game, make it as unpredictable as possible, just so you can get shots. You know, other coaches around the league talk about the fact that you got to have smart players, but you want to control the game and you want to call plays. Why is it more important to you maybe to randomize it as opposed to locking these things in and calling these plays and letting these guys be unpredictable?
Well, when you got a guy like Luka Doncic, you know, you really have got to maximize his ability to do what he does, which is really affect the game in so many different ways offensively. And he does it defensively, too, because he's a great rebounder. Look, we have plays, but the nature of play calling is much different today than it was 2 or 3 years ago and certainly 18 years ago when I got into this. You know, back in those days, you'd run something to get a shot for somebody or to get a catch for somebody, and now it's much more about running an action to create a playmaking opportunity for your team. And look, we certainly have plays where we're trying to get the ball to Luka or to KP, but it's just it's much more in the direction of flow and random and playmaking and space. Because when you look at today's game, most teams, you know, the vast majority of teams are playing a five-out spacing. And so it opens up the middle for drives. And when you get drives, you can attack the rim. You can get kick-out threes, et cetera, et cetera. You know, when I came in as a head coach and when I came in, you know, almost 30 years ago as an assistant coach, people were playing three perimeter guys and two big guys, and the spacing looked totally different. You know, people weren't shooting threes at, you know, a rate of, you know, 35 to 50 per game. And so the geometry of the game has gotten way different, and, you know, the language of the game has gotten way different. And so, you know, we're constantly teaching that language on the offensive end. And then defensively, hey, you've got more challenges than you've ever had with all the space and all the skill. So it just makes NBA basketball so compelling on a night-to-night basis. And this game coming up on Thursday is another compelling game, no question about it.
Well said. Dallas at New York on Thursday. Dallas is in second in the Southwest. He is in his 12th season as Mavs head coach, an NBA champion, as both a player and a coach. And he was coach of the year back in 2002. Rick Carlisle, my guest. Rick, great to get caught up. Always great to have you in the jungle. Rick, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Take care.
You too, Rick. Great talking to you. Spent the better part of 30 years in that league. Rick Carlisle, Mavericks head coach. Porzingis going back to MSG. It seems kind of crazy to ask that question about a young player like Luka. Has the league ever seen anybody like Luka? And when I asked the question, he didn't say no. I mean, he didn't say that it was an absurd question. Like, there's something to it.